Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. In today's show, I've got an amazing guest lined up for you. Not just any ordinary guest, but this is Nick Humphries, and Nick Humphries is going to be doing his own show right here on MikeSpirit.fm coming very soon, and that's the 28th of February, 9 p.m. UK time, and that's going to be 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again on the Tuesday. And hi Nick, how are you doing?
I'm really good, Mike. Thank you very much. And
well, thank
good
you
evening.
For coming on.
Good evening to all the listeners as well.
Well, yeah, most definitely. Because without the listeners, we just wouldn't have a show, would we?
Absolutely.
But it's, yeah, good evening to all the listeners. And good evening to you, Nick, and or maybe even good day, because we just don't know where our listeners are. You know, they could be anywhere in the world.
Absolutely.
By either going on to MikeSpirit.fm. Or simply go on to Blog Talk Radio / Mike Spirit FM. So there's many ways that people can get hold of us, and today is going to be no different to any other day. You can call into the show by ringing on 760.
Dave, your first name, please.
4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA,
hey,
it's 001-760-283-4611. And in the background there, you can hear our producer very busy taking your call. So thank you, Rob, and keep up the good work there, mate. But let's go back to today. Nick, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, mate?
Yeah, sure. Obviously, I'm an international medium. I do obviously private one-to-one readings and online readings and so on. But what I do and what I love and very dear to my heart is I'm a trance medium. So I do psychic surgery. I've got a guide that comes through called Dr. John, very cheeky chap. And he's so nice, so friendly, and he helps so many people that are sick and, you know, just need his help. But also I teach as well. So I do development groups. And Mike, I actually want to say this because it came up really just recently in the last week about the importance of being able to sit in a development group, you know, and I believe that every medium, doesn't matter how professional you are or how long you've been within the business, I always believe that really you should be sitting in some form of group to enhance, because we, every day, you know, the spirit world change the certain ways that we work. You know, I've experienced it, I'm sure that you yourself have experienced this. And it's always good to share as well to other fledglings our experiences and teach them through it as well. But yeah, that's exactly what I do. And recently, also on top of all this, I've actually been invited to be a resident medium for a paranormal investigation team called the Ultimate Paranormal Experience, which I'm very, very proud of. They're a new company based in England, so I'm going to be travelling around England quite a lot by the sounds of it. But also on top of this, I do offer my services free of charge to churches, because I do support churches, because without churches, where would we be? But I have to say, on top of all this, again, I have, and you have, the best job in the world. Really do.
Most definitely. I mean, I absolutely adore of what I do.
Yep.
Absolutely adore it, you know. But the fantastic thing is, Nick, is exactly what you're saying, you know, that we are able to travel with what we do.
Yeah.
We're able to go out and give demonstrations in the things that we do, you know. And I always say, Nick, I don't know about you, but I always say, you know, I'm not here to prove to you that there's life after death, but to give you a demonstration of what I can do. And, you know, that way, you know, not telling people you have to believe, because, you know, it's not for everyone, Nick, is it, you know?
No, some
people come into this early on in life, some people come on later on in life, and it's a wonderful thing that we're able to mix and do things together, you know, because that's what's on the cards.
Yep.
We are going to be doing things together.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's going to be a wonderful thing that we can do that, isn't it?
Yeah, and also, I mean, really, I mean, yes, you're mentioning we're going to be working together. I also want to, at this point, mention as well that I'm in the process of booking shows with another dear friend of mine called Michelle Morgan, and we work rather a lot together. We do churches together, if and when we can, and we actually do development groups together. But what I want to say on this is that, like yourself, like me, we all work differently. And I've noticed over the last, year and a half, the amount of people that were not interested in spirituality or how to link with spirit or anything to do with spirituality at all, how they're coming out of the woodwork and getting more and more interested in it. Because there's something going on at the moment, I think, with the energy of the earth. 2011 it started, and I'll be 2013 is going to be another massive change as well. So, but it's great. It's great to see.
Definitely, you know, and things just keep growing, don't they, Nick? You know, and you know, even this network is building and it's growing. You know, there's more and more hosts. You know, and I must mention also that we have Andrew D coming on, and his show starts next week, next Thursday. He's taking over the show of Spiritual Connections, which, you know, I'm really looking forward to. I'm actually going to be his guest this week. So that's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, I know he's actually listening as well tonight. So hello, Andrew.
Well, hello, Andrew. And I'm sure Andrew might pop back in later on. So, you know, well done. Well, you know, Nick, I've been giving tickets away for the last couple of weeks. And I've been giving tickets away to the Psychic Rendezvous. And, you know, that's a wonderful, you know, event that we are kind of promoting here on Mike Spirit FM. And I've got a little advert I want to play now for the Psychic Rendezvous. And well, let me just click this and see what happens.
Hi, I'm Rocky. I'd like to personally invite you to the Psychic Rendezvous Weekend, held in Coventry at the Royal Court Country House Hotel. You'll see Colin Fry, Rocky, Ross Barr, and Derek. Why not come along to the Free Psychic Fair on the Saturday and the Sunday? There'll be lots of exhibitors and a great atmosphere. So stay tuned to MikeSpirit.fm for a chance to win some free tickets to this fantastic event. I look forward to seeing you there.
Okay, I don't think that that happened then, did it?
It was very, very quiet.
Okay, let me just try it one more time because I think that was my fault. Let me try it again.
It was your fault, Mike.
Here we go.
Hi, I'm Ralph King. I'd like to personally invite you to the Psychic Rendezvous Weekend, held in Coventry at the Royal Court Country House Hotel. You'll see Colin Fry, Ralph Keaton, Ross Bartlett, and Derek Akora. Why not come along to the Free Psychic Fair on the Saturday and the Sunday? There'll be lots of exhibitors and a great atmosphere. So stay tuned to MikeSpirit.fm for a chance to win some free tickets to this fantastic event. I look forward to seeing you there.
Well, I'm looking forward to going. Nick, absolutely. I know that you are coming on as well and coming up because you're a part of the radio station and Andrew D as well. So now is the time, I would say, for people to call in if you want to obtain. And I will say these are the last of these tickets I have for the Saturday. So call in now to win those tickets. Well, we just read out a few little things here of Nick. So, Nick, tell us all about your website.
Oh, my website. Ooh, yes. It's www.nick-humphreys.com.
Okay. And
great website.
What's your Facebook page there, Nick?
My Facebook page is just quite simply Nick Humphreys. Or you can go to International Medium Nick Humphreys. And again, I post everything on there, all the shows that I'm doing, paranormal investigations and so on. And there's pictures of me, unfortunately.
Well, Nick, you know, I do believe that we have someone online, and I don't know if this person wants to win these tickets. I believe it's Sarah. Sarah, are you there with us?
Hello there.
Hi, Sarah. I recognize your voice.
Hello there. You okay?
Yeah, I think he was my guest last week, Sarah, wasn't he? And what was the reason, Sarah, that you called in for?
You put me into the draw for the tickets, so they're gone.
No, you are actually the first person that came through to win these tickets. So, I suppose I got to ask you a question because, you know, this is a competition and, you know, we can't just give them away. We have to run the competition. So, these are for the last pair of tickets for the Saturday.
I'm excited.
You know, I will be, next week, I will be giving away the golden tickets. So tune in next week and, you know, stay tuned for the tickets to win to see Colin Fry, Derek Acora, Ralph Keaton, and Ross Bartlett. But Sarah, you are in the running now today for winning tickets to see Ralph Keaton and Ross Bartlett. I suppose a question I want to ask you, and one I written down a little earlier, was what other days do I, or should I say, did I used to do a show? So what other days is MikeSpirit.fm active?
Ooh, Thursday and Sunday, Mike.
Absolutely correct.
Oh,
Sarah, thank you very much for calling in. Congratulations. You've won a set of tickets to go and see the Psychic Rendezvous. Well, I'll talk to you later. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
And, we'll speak to you later.
Thank you. Have a lovely show. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye.
Okay, Nick. Well, you know, these tickets are going fast.
Yeah, they are.
Well, we've only got literally a few of them left. And as I say, they're going very fast, and I'm really pleased to see how quick that they'll actually go in. So, wonderful. Okay, now let's go straight to the phone lines. I do believe, and I'm going to have trouble with this one. I do believe Imo, is it? Or Imi? Are you there with us?
Yes, I am here.
How do you say your name?
Okay, I spell my name A-Y-O-M-I.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
Yes, my mom passed away last September, and I have been seeing her in my dreams. I just want to know how she's doing up there and what she tries to tell me.
Okay, first things first, we hear lots of feedback. So are you listening to us as well as calling us?
Hello, it's not clear what you're asking.
Yeah, you need to turn your volume down of where you listen to this, because all I can hear is myself speaking back. So if you turn your volume down, are you listening to us in Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, I am on the phone. I'm not using Skype. I'm on the phone.
Okay, but you're still listening to us, though, aren't you, on Blog Talk Radio? You need to turn that volume down, or you need to move to another room.
Okay. Can you hear me now clearly?
Yeah, but we're still hearing ourselves.
Oh. I don't know what to do because I'm on the phone and I don't know why the volume is high.
Okay, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll try and work through it. Nick, you happy to take the call?
Thank you.
I'll give this call a try, yeah.
Okay, well, let me hand you over to Nick and he'll do his very best there for you. Is that okay?
Okay.
Hi, Sweetie. Can you hear
Hi.
Me okay?
Yes, I hear you clearly.
Sweetie, while I'm listening to you, okay, and I'm asking Spirit to come forward, okay, I'm getting an impression
yes.
of a lady in Spirit that's coming forward, and she's quite short, okay, and she is she's telling me that she is your mother. Would you recognize this information?
Yes, can you give me a validation? I mean, I want to know whether you're speaking really to my mom.
Okay, let me see what I've got here for you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. She's showing me herself in very colourful clothing. Okay.
Yeah.
And she's showing me herself in, I want to say they're like saris. Would that be correct? Saris?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Okay. And she's showing me lots of... hang on, let me see. I just want to ask her again. She's just showed me very quickly. Okay. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Come forward a little bit more. Okay, thank you. Right. Now, what she's doing, she's telling me, actually, to tell you to carry on, to persist. She's telling me there's something you're doing, and you're not quite sure if it's the right thing that you should be doing. But she's telling me that you are correct, and you should carry on with this. Would you make sense of this?
No.
Okay, let me ask her again, because I need clarification of what she means. Okay, thank you. She's telling me, okay, okay, thank you. She's just telling me that there's something difficult is going on around you at the moment. Okay, a difficult time.
That's
but
true. Yes, that's right.
Okay?
Yes.
Right, thank you very much,
yes.
Sweetheart. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and also she's telling me that you're worried about money. Is that correct?
Yes, a bit, yes.
Okay. Right, thank you. Okay, sweetheart. Because she's showing me, what's she showing me? She's showing me herself in lots of colourful clothing, in these saris, as I mentioned before. But she's showing me some jewellery as well. And it's, I want to say, it's very, very bright. It looks like gold to me, okay? And there seems to be a quantity of this gold.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for that. She's telling me, okay, that she really wouldn't mind if you sell this on. Okay. Yes.
Okay,
would you understand
but
this?
It's impossible because it's for my sister and me, what she kept for us. So I don't want to sell them.
I know, sweetheart, but what she's telling me, okay, because she's telling me that there's a difficult thing around you at the moment, you're worried about finances, and she's showing me herself. And in fact, what she's doing is she's standing in front of me and she's offering me this gold. Okay, and she's telling me, please, sir, just tell her just to sell the gold. It's almost a way of you getting some more finances into your life. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she's bring those in for me. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Also, she's showing me two grandchildren. Okay, and she's showing me that they're actually very quite busy. Can you do you understand this?
Grandchildren.
Yes.
No, I don't have children.
No. But there are two children. She's telling me there are two children. I'm thinking they are grandchildren, but she's telling me that they are or showing me two children.
Two children means my sister and I think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Why are you showing me that? Okay. But I have to say, she's adamant about what she's saying, okay? She's saying you are not to worry. Okay, she is so lovely, she is so gentle. I would say she's quite small as well. Would you understand this? She's quite small in her structure.
Yes, she is, yes.
Okay. But I have to say she had the most beautiful hair.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. And okay, sweetheart. Do you know what she's doing? She's actually standing in the light and she's showing me the light shimmering off her hair. She is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And she's smiling and she's just saying to me now, okay, before we bring this to a close, she's just saying to me, do you know, I'm so proud of everybody that I've been in contact with because they just seem to be so happy. But, and there is a but here, okay? And she's just saying, but they just need to realise, okay, about letting go. You just need to let go, okay? So
yes.
It's almost like she's saying that.
Say
again, sweetie.
Who is she with?
With in the spirit world?
Yeah.
Okay, as you're saying that, okay, she's showing me a man in the spirit world, a little bit taller than her with a moustache, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Okay, but this man is actually very smart as well, okay? And he's well presented. He would have worn a suit, he would have worn a tie, and he was just well presented. He always liked to be smart. As much as he could. That's what he's telling me. Understand this?
Yes, that would be her husband, right? No?
I do believe, actually, this is, I would say father, yes.
Yes, he is.
Yeah? Okay. Okay, so,
yeah.
So what? sweetheart, what I'm going to do, okay, I'm just going to ask her to back away now, okay? But just take her love, okay? Know that she's happy. She's around you. They both are happy and around you, okay? So, okay. Sorry, sweetheart, you broke up then.
Oh, does she visit me? I mean, I see in her my dreams, and I don't know what she's trying to tell me.
Okay, sweetheart, what are you trying to tell her in the dreams? Okay. Right, thank you. Okay, right, thank you. What she's telling me is that you actually call out for her, okay? She's telling me that you keep asking for her and her guidance.
Every day I do.
Okay. And so she's answering your call. Okay, this is quite simply, she's just answering your call. Okay, thank you. Okay, but she's not just coming to you in your dreams, okay? Please understand this, okay? She's telling me, she's trying to tell you in... Okay, can you say that again? Say again, can you show me? Okay, thank you. She's actually showing you signs and symbols, but you are not taking any notice of them. So there are things that keep coming up into your life, like numbers, the same numbers, or shapes and stuff like that, but you're not recognizing them. Okay, thank you. Thank you. She's telling me that you tripped up. Did you trip up recently?
What did you tell me? I didn't hear.
She's telling me that you tripped up.
No.
Okay, what do you mean by tripped up, sweetheart? Just tell me now. Okay. Because I need to bring this to a close now, darling. Okay, thank you. Okay, she's telling me that you've either slipped or tripped, okay? Or there was something put in your way and you had to divert around this object, but it made you either trip or slip, okay? Because she's telling me that quite clearly that she's around you, she's with you, and she's trying to make you understand that everything is going to be fine.
Okay. What does she tell about my sister? Because, you know, she left us a lot and we haven't got it straightened out. So what does she telling about my sister?
The only thing I can say to you here, sweetheart, okay, if it's possible, okay, can you get your sister to phone into the show? Because I know there are other readers people on the phone that want to have a reading as well, sweetheart. So just take her love with you, okay, and the dad's love, and just remember that she's around you, okay, and don't worry about the finances, and think about the idea of this jewellery, okay, sweetheart? So what I'm going to say to you next is that if you want a copy of this reading, please go to www.mikespiritfm, okay? Go to the archives and there'll be a copy of this reading for you, okay?
So okay, I have been giving people a lot of things in memory of her. I've been helping poor people in memory of her. So I'm asking, what should I do, I mean, to make her happy?
Okay. Can you just answer that one question? Okay, thank you. Okay, she's talking about release. She's talking about release, okay? And what she quite simply means is that you need to let go, okay? Okay. She's telling me you're old enough. You're old enough to understand and to do this, okay? She's just telling me again, quite forcefully as well, I have to say this, quite forcefully, she's telling me to tell you, you know, you're old enough, and it's just time. It's time. It's it. You can do this. Okay. Okay, sweetheart. Thank you. But she's just telling me also that energy came in then, very forceful, and then she's just backed away and she's come back in a very gentle energy and just saying, but please tell her, sir, that I love her. Okay. Okay. Thank you. But she's going to give you more signs. Okay. I have to say this. She's going to give you more signs, and you need to realize. But why is she coming into your dreams? Tell you not to worry and that she's safe. This is what she's telling me. Okay, sweetheart? So I'm going to leave it there for you.
We really need to push on there, Nick.
But yeah.
Thank you very much, and thank you for calling in. But as Nick said, go over to Mike Spirit FM. We will have a copy of that reading in the archives. And we say thank you very much for calling. Let's move on, Nick. And I do believe that I have online, I have Loria. Is it Loria? Are you there?
Hi, it's Laurel. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling because my dad passed away. It's been a little while now, but I'm wondering if you could get in touch with him.
Okay. Okay. Bear with me a second. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from the United States, North Dakota.
Okay, no problem. Okay, bear with me a second. I'll make my link to the spirit world and we'll see where we are going. Is that okay?
Sure, that'd be great. Thank you.
Now, I do see a gentleman here with me, okay? And I'm going to describe him to you the way I see him, because I know that he's a gentleman, but I want to say to you that he feels he shouldn't be in the spirit world. He feels he shouldn't be there because he went over too quick, okay? Now, would I be right in saying to you that if this is your dad, when your dad passed, he would have been... he would have suffered for a little while, but we didn't expect him to go that quick. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yep.
And would I be right in saying, if this is your dad again, that he was very much of a relaxed kind of a gentleman in his character. He was very much laid back, always liked to see things through to the bitter end, okay? Because he would have always liked to do the things that he said he was going to do anyway, okay? I know that as well as he's around me, but he talks to me about that he's been in your life, okay? He tells me here that you've seen lots going on in your life. Now, would I be right in saying lots have changed in your life since your dad has passed? Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying you've either changed like partner or you've changed homes or there's been a significant change, isn't it?
Yes, both. Yep.
Okay, good. Okay, because he tells me that he's seen all those changes going on. He wants me to reassure you here, okay? And he says, you need to know that he's okay. So you'd understand why I would say that to you at the moment, wouldn't you? You need to know that he's okay.
Okay.
Okay, and he wants me to just reiterate, he's okay in the spirit world, okay? There's no need to worry about him because he's doing perfectly fine. And he's doing okay. Now, as well, I want to say to you that as he makes this connection here with me, he says to me that you've seen all the new developments in your life. You understand this?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Because as he sees the new developments, okay, he says here to me that you have to keep moving with the times, okay? You have to keep moving with the times. And as you're doing that, you need to keep... You need to keep moving with the times and keep moving onwards because it's the only way that you're going to get it right. Okay, so you're obviously in the middle of some kind of business plan or you're sorting something out. Is that right?
Well, I'm trying to find a job.
Okay. Well, if it's a job that you're trying to find, make sure that when you apply, because you have applied for lots, haven't you?
Yeah.
Make sure that you put in your applications that all of your abilities, because I feel that you need to start using all of your abilities to really push yourself out there. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yes. Yep.
Now, your dad also wants me to say to you about... is it you that's visiting the hospital then, or who needs to visit the hospital?
My sister.
Your dad makes reference here to me, to the one that needs to visit the hospital, okay? And as he visits the hospital, as he takes my man to the hospital, he says to me, not to worry, not to worry. Do you understand of this?
I understand.
Go on.
She's really sick.
Okay. Well, I know that he says to me not to worry, but, okay, if you're seeing that she's really sick, know that your dad knows about it, and he will do his very best. I've always said from the spirit world that if there's healing needs to go to someone, and they know about that person, know that the healing will go to them anyways. Know that your dad is around your sister, doing his best for her from where she is at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm going to leave that there with you. I'm going to say thank you very much for working with me. And remember, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm and retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem. Bye now. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have, is it Craig online?
Yes, sir.
Craig, are you there with us? How are you doing there?
I'm doing. Doing?
Okay, may I ask you, Craig, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
The reason why I called in for is I lost my grandmother 17 years ago, and I just want to know this. She has a message for me.
Okay. Nick, I'm going to hand this one over to you, mate.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll see what I can come up with for you.
No problem.
Okay. Let me just give me a couple of seconds while I just try and link in, because as I'm speaking, my attention's been drawn to a lady that's in spirit. Now, I'm not sure if this is the right lady for you. Okay. Let me just describe what I'm picking up for you. Okay. I've got a lady here. She's sitting in a chair, and she's got her hands resting on each other on her belly. Okay. And she's showing me herself, and I have to say, this reminds me very much of my own gran. So I do feel this is a gran link here. And she's wearing glasses. Do you understand this link that I have for you?
What?
Sorry, say that again?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you. She's telling me, towards the end of her life here on the Earth plane, she became very, very slow in her actions. What she's trying to do is just try and give me a bit more evidence for you. So would you understand this information? She came very, very slow in her actions. Do you understand this information?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. What I need you to do, okay, is I just need you to, if I ask her, I need your voice, okay? Because your voice is really the link and the energy for the spirit world. And I'm tapping into that. I'm asking them to come through as strong as they possibly can. Sometimes they could be a little bit weak. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. What's this? Okay. Right. Do you know, I don't want to be biblical about this, but she's telling me about Jesus. I feel like she was probably either a very, very... okay, thank you, sweetheart. She's holding up the Bible to me. Would you understand this, that she would actually be very much into the Bible, or she would have prayed quite a lot? Okay, thank you. Okay, and thank you. And do you know what she's saying to me? Do you know? And I have to say it the way she's saying it. She's saying, do you know, son, this is something that I would never have done in my lifetime, okay? Do you understand what she would... So she was more like a skeptic. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. Okay. But she's telling me, okay, wow, okay, thank you. Do you know, she's telling me, do you know, I was so wrong, and this is the accent she's coming through, I was so wrong. Now, I'm British, and but I'm a trance medium, so sometimes they come really close, okay? Okay, thank you. She said if she had known that she could have done this years ago, she would have done, okay? And she wants to say to you, wow, haven't you been busy? Because you've been a busy man. Okay, thank you. Okay. Right, okay. And she's also telling me to tell you that you haven't let anybody down. Okay? You'd understand this?
Yes, I know who this is coming from.
You know, am I right in saying this is your gran now?
Yes, it's my other grandmother.
Okay. Okay, we didn't specify which gran you wanted, so you got a gran. Thank you, sweetheart. Let me just recap on this, because she's telling me that you've been busy, but also there's an air of disappointment. Maybe you feel like you've let people down, and she's telling me that you haven't, okay? She's telling me that you should just stand strong, okay? Thank you, okay? And she wants to say to you as well that sometimes it's hard to be strong when we feel so weak. but actually when we're at our weakest, that's when we can be at the strongest. It's a very bizarre thing for her to say, but and for me to try and bring over. But that's exactly, do you understand what she means by this?
Yes.
So, yeah, okay, right, okay. She told me you're a good man, okay. Okay, thank you. And also she's telling me for you, you look after that boy. So you've got a boy?
No, I don't have a boy.
Okay, sweetheart. She's telling me about a boy. Okay, hang on a second. Okay. Okay. I have to stick with this, okay? Because she's quite adamant that you have to look after that boy. Okay.
She's talking about my nephew.
Okay. Sorry, say again? Talking about your nephew?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, because he's going through a very, very difficult time at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and but she wants to also say to you that the world of spirit are watching, okay? And the world of spirits and relatives are helping. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, she's telling me there are things in action, okay, for you, and in place. Okay, thank you. She's talking about legal documents coming. Do you understand this? Legal documents? Okay, thank you. Okay. Right. I don't feel these illegal documents are a bad thing. I believe these legal documents are going to be a good thing. Do you understand where she's coming from on this?
Somewhat, not entirely, but I believe something may be coming up.
Okay. But this is to do with the boy, okay, so the nephew, because he's going through a particularly bad thing at the moment, but you need to be there for him, okay. Right, thank you. Okay. Okay, right, okay. Let me see. Okay. Okay, she's talking about a jewel in the eye. You are the jewel in the eye. Thank you very much, sweetheart. That's very nice of you. And what she means by that, okay? Okay, thank you. Okay. Right, I'm going to bring this to a close, okay? Because she's quite frail, okay? But she's strong, really strong in character. And I have to say, she's a beautiful lady. Okay, thank you. Thank you. And she's standing there, or I'll say she's sitting there, but she's got somebody with her, and I believe this would be a grandfather, okay? And he's nodding at me, saying, yes, you know, grandfather, and we're together, we're very happy. Okay, right, thank you. But he just wants to say, be strong, as always, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is, okay, I'm going to leave this with you. Do you understand this information they're giving you? So what they're saying is basically that you need to be strong throughout this. Be there for that boy, okay, the nephew. And they're so proud of you. They are really proud of you.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah.
Sure?
Yes.
So, it's good. Yeah? You okay, sir?
This is good. Yes.
Okay, sweetie. Okay, so I'm going to leave it there for you, okay? So obviously you can find a copy of the reading in the archives of www.mikespiritfm, okay? It's there for you, okay? Just go away with their love in your heart, okay? Because they sure do love you, okay? And love and light to you, and be strong, okay? But thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you there, Craig, and thank you there, Nick. Let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe I have Carol with me. Carol, are you there with me? Hi, Carol. Are you there with us?
Yes, Mike, I am.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Can I ask you, Carol, where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Birmingham.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I wonder if it would be possible to do a joint reading.
A joint reading?
Yeah, for me and my husband.
All right, for you and your husband. All right, okay. So you want me to do a reading for you and then your husband, is it? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, for both of us, please.
Okay, we'll do our very best because we are very busy tonight. I might flip back and forth, but we'll see where we go. Is that okay?
Okay, great, thank you.
We get lots of feedback as well, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. What you have to do, Carol, is turn your volume down on your listener player. Okay, if you turn that volume down, then I won't have to hear my own voice saying what I've just said to you 2 minutes ago back in my ear.
Is that okay now?
That's much better. That's perfect, though. Okay.
Okay,
Carol.
You.
Now, I know, first of all, I've got a lady that joins me here from the spirit world that was quite a well-built lady. I believe she's your mum in the spirit world, because as I'm connecting with this lady, I know that she says, I'm mum. Make sure you tell her I'm mum. I know she's quite rounded in her features before she passes on to the spirit world as well. I know that she would have been a very sympathetic lady, very much of a caring kind of a lady as well when she was here with us, okay? So do you understand of your mum that would have been like this in the spirit world?
Yes, Mike, I do.
Okay, and I know that she keeps saying to me that she's been around your life, and actually, your husband is there with you, is he?
He is, yes.
Okay, because she wants to incorporate the two of you within this reading, so maybe this is their way of incorporating the two of you, because she says to me that, you know, lately, I don't know if you've been, like, trying to put something off, the two of you have been trying to put something off, but it's like as if I want to say to you that, you know, we need to, for the two of you to pull together, instead of trying to like, one agree with another one, I need to say that you, we need to pull together as a team. Does that make sense, did you?
Yeah.
Yes, it does, yes.
Okay. Because I know that's exactly what she's come through to say, to pull together as a team, because united we stand, divided we fall, is the old saying, isn't it? Because I know, Carol, as your mum comes around my vibration, I know that you would know your husband. Okay, I know that you would understand your husband, and she says to me, you know, he's not all that bad, really, and you know, I shouldn't have said that, really, but that's the way she wants me to say, he's not all that bad, really. Now, if I said to you that when she was with us upon this earthly life, that she didn't like your husband in the beginning, is that right?
Oh, okay.
Yes, Mike, that's right, yes.
Because she says he's not all that bad, really, okay? So I know that, obviously, since she's been in the spirit world, she's been around the two of you and she can see differences, okay? So, obviously, she likes your husband now, okay? Because, you know, he's kind of stepped up to the mark of late. And will I be right in saying that he's also helped you through some difficulty in your life? You've obviously had a problem with, I can't go into medical, but there's been an issue with yourself where your husband has really stepped up to the mark, isn't it?
Yes.
Because she says from there on, that's where, like, the tables have turned, okay? So she knows that the two of you are around, she knows that the two of you are together. Okay. There's certainly something to do with as well as a gentleman in your life as well. I believe this is more towards your husband. I didn't get your husband's name. What was your husband's name?
Ken.
Ken, okay. And I know as I've got this gentleman, I believe he's your dad. Okay, and I know I want to teach you as I've got this fatherly figure. I know that this man is, he's quite a well-built, quite a broad kind of a gentleman I want to bring from the spirit world here that I believe it would link with your husband, Ken. And I believe that he could be like, maybe not dad, because I don't feel he's your dad, but I feel he's like granddad to Ken there.
Ken.
Okay? And if I said to you that he would have been... a stickler for, never mind if he was right or wrong, whatever he said, never went with him. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know I've got your granddad that comes here with us, Ken, who wants to be recognized and wants to be remembered here to you, okay? So know that these two people together are very strong around your vibration. They will do their very best there for you, and they will always be... in your life, okay? Stop doubting the spirit world, and you need to move forward with it. And that's mainly more directed to Ken. Ken, you'd understand that, wouldn't you?
Right. I only met my grandfather on two occasions as a lad, but I do vaguely remember him, yes.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't matter how many times we met him, but I know what he has to say is that you need to stop doubting yourself, doubting the spirit world, and move on with it.
Right.
Okay. Okay, very perfect. Good. Okay. Yeah, do you understand?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Good. Why did he tell me December the 13th?
December the 13th. Yeah, I do know a birthday of December the 13th.
Perfect, because he says tell him it's December the 13th, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to leave it there with you, Ken and Carol. I'm going to say thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you will be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that I have Paul online. Paul, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hiya, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, Paul, can you hear you fine? Can I ask where you're calling from, Paul?
East Sussex,
okay. Nick, I'm going to hand this one all over to you, mate.
Okay, right. Let me see what I get for you. As you could probably realise, okay, I'm actually really bad at remembering names, okay? So forgive me, I call everybody Sweetie, so let me just see what I can get.
Okay, Sweetie.
Okay, right. Thank you. Wow. Okay. Do you know what I'm getting here? I'm getting a jumble of people coming forward. Okay, and I'm having to ask them to stand back. Okay. Thank you. And I'm getting one in particular. It's a gentleman in spirit, quite tall and quite broad. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I feel this is probably dad's side of the family. In fact, he probably sounds like or feels like your grandfather. Okay, would you understand this connection in the spirit world? Quite tall, quite broad.
On mum's side, not my dad's side.
Okay. As I said before, okay, I have a jumble of people here in the spirit world that are connected here for you. Okay, yeah. So it's quite hard for me to try and work out who's who because they are just running around trying to be, you know, be clever and say, it's me. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Right, he's drawing my attention to a red car, okay? Okay, thank you. Sis, do you own a red car?
No.
Okay, right. I know I shouldn't be asking you questions, but don't leave the medium. Okay, thank you, sweetie. Come forward a bit more. Okay. Thank you. Okay, right. The reason I'm asking about or saying about a red car is because I feel, and I'm not sure if this is actually linked to this gentleman, because there's somebody else here possibly that would have passed over in an accident concerning a red car, and he would have passed over with compressions to the chest, because I'm feeling very tight chested. I feel out of breath, but he's telling me it's connected to a red car. Do you understand? Understand this link, this connection?
No.
Okay.
No,
don't worry. We'll work on it. Okay, thank you. Okay, come forward a bit more then. Wow, okay. I'm going to have to be quite strict here because I've got this tall gentleman, I've got a lady, I've got this a younger gentleman coming forward. Okay, I want the taller gentleman to come forward, please. Now give me something that. Okay, thank you. Okay. What's that? Okay. Okay. Right, okay. He's showing me what looks like rope. Okay? And I'm asking him what's the rope for? Okay, thank you. Okay.
Right, okay. Is that my grandfather?
That is your grandfather or isn't? I didn't quite hear you.
It's not my grandfather.
But I'm getting a grandfather feel for this gentleman, okay? But okay, we'll stick with this, okay? Because he's showing me rope as evidence. Okay, of who he is. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. But also, what he's doing is he's showing me a pipe that he would have smoked. But just, and now I need you to be really, really sure about this because he's showing me a pipe and he's tapping it in his palm of his hand. Okay, thank you. Okay, all right. So do you understand this link before I move on? Because what he's telling me is, Okay, he's telling me there's uncertainty around you at the moment, okay? He's telling me there's an important decision to be made. Okay. He's telling me that you're not sure whether to stay or go. Would you understand this?
No, I ain't got a clue.
Oh, God, okay. There's always one. Great. Makes us work a little bit harder. Okay, come on, sweetheart. What do you mean by that? No, don't be sorry. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, right, thank you. I need you to be more certain. Okay, thank you. Right, so what he's telling me is he's got this rope. He's showing me this pipe. Okay, but it also fit. Okay, thank you. He's talking about boats as well. Okay, you got a. Okay, thank you. He's talking about boats. He would have been connected to boats.
No.
Okay.
I don't think you're connecting to me.
Sorry, say again?
I don't think you're connecting with me.
Okay. Okay, let's see what we're getting. Okay. Okay. Right, thank you. Okay, what he's showing me, I'm asking him to come forward a bit more. Excuse me. I'm asking him to show me something that would connect him to you, okay? Okay, thank you. Okay, and he's showing me, and I have to say, his energy is very, 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 very low, okay? But he's showing... Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. I might ask Mike to help me out here as well, actually, because... I know I've got a room full of spirit here for you, and this one guy is coming forward the strongest. But he's also showing me a little girl, not in spirit, on earth plane, connected to you. Okay.
No.
Mike, can you come in and help me with this? Because it's not often I get stuck, okay? And I know I've got a room full here, and I'm it's hard for me to try and distinguish who I've actually got, okay? I do actually feel I've got... Go on, I'll let you speak.
Okay, Paul, I know that I'm aware, first of all, of a lady, and I believe that you would have looked after this lady in some way. I believe that she would have been close to you. I know that she's like a mum side of the family. I know that she's a lady that I believe that she would have been very very much down to earth, is the word I want to look for. I know that she would have suffered in the body before she passed. I believe that her passing was so sudden, there wasn't much time to do anything. Before she passed it, because I know that it's like everybody's trying to rally around this lady and nobody really had much time to deal with her. I know that she's quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body when she was here with us. And I know that she makes her way that she was like, what's the right word? Like the strength of the family, the backbone of the family. Do you understand why I've got you, Paul?
That's my man, I think.
And... Okay, if this is your mum I've got here with you, Paul, would I be right in saying that I've got to be careful because I know a little bit about you, Paul, and you know I'm not going to deny that, but I know your mum hasn't long passed over to the spirit world. I'm saying
it's my mum.
Okay, perfect. Because I know I've got this lady around me, okay? So I know I've got your mum this year with me, and she says...
My mum's here. You've got my nan. My mum's here.
So I've got your nan.
My man.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know I want to say to you that this lady, okay, when she was here with us, that she would have been, as I said, like the backbone of the family. She would have always been the kind of lady that would have always sorted anything out at any time. Okay, because I know that this is what I want to put through with you. She would always been the one that would have guided you. She would always been the one that would have pushed you. And I know that she tells me that from the spirit world, that she's trying to do the best for you now in pushing you forward. Now, if I said to you, Paul, that you are trying your best and you're feeling as if you're getting like walking through treacle at the moment, would you understand that?
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
And she says to me, it's being difficult for you to the point where you feel, is it all worth it? Okay. Because I know I want to say to you, yes, it is all worth it. A little bit of hard work doesn't hurt anyone. Do you understand that?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Okay, because I know that's what she's come to say to me, you know, keep working through it. And she wants me to call you my boy, okay? So keep working through it, my boy, and you will get there, okay? It's patience is the word I'm looking for. It's patience, okay? It doesn't matter how hard it seems to be at the time, but just know at that time that it's perfect there for you. So you understand where I'm going?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, she also wants me to say here to you, Paul, about not to jump into something too quickly because she doesn't want to see you get hurt.
Right. Okay?
And I don't know what she means, but I think I know what she means. But don't jump in too quick. Let's take it easy. Take it one step at a time. Paul, if I said to you that you planned someone coming to visit you or you go to visit them, would that make sense to you?
See you next week, you know, a week after.
Mike, this is what this gentleman was trying to tell me. He's got an important decision to make.
Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to get to. So, yeah, okay. I'll let you carry on.
Because I know I want to say to you that, you know, instead of jumping a ticket one step at a time, I'm not saying don't have this meeting or whatever it is.
All right.
Take it slowly, okay? Because it's like, emotionally, I know it's right for you, but emotionally, we don't want it to be hard for you. Do you understand that?
Yeah, are you talking about a woman coming to my life?
I don't know what she talks about, Paul. Is it a woman that you've planned meeting then?
I don't know. That's what it sounds like.
Okay. Well, exactly what she tells me is you need to take it one step at a time. So if it is someone that you're going to meet or someone coming to meet you, first things first, take it one step at a time. Don't jump into things. Okay.
Okay.
One step at a time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Paul, I'm gonna push on. Nick, do you want to add anything on there before we go?
No. Well, I just want. Obviously, I'm still with this gentleman in the spirit. Okay. He's adamant that he is connected to you, and it's all about this decision. And he keeps going on about deciding whether or not you want to stay or go. I feel this is probably something that's going to come up. Okay. Thank you. And he's talking about within the next 6 months. Okay. There will be a decision to be made whether or not you stay or go. Okay, but it's more of a warning for you to keep an eye out for this, okay? But I keep feeling boats. I don't know why I keep feeling boats. So just keep an eye out for this as well. Okay, but that's all. I'm going to end on that note, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you, Paul, for calling in. And remember, come on over to Mike's Spirit FM. We'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, and... I think it's time that we went to a short break, and so we'll be right back just after this. Thank you.
Anyway. Mamma Mia, does it show again?
My microphone muted then. Welcome back. Or if you've just joined in, welcome you listening live to Mike Spirit FM. And welcome back then, Nick.
Thank you, Mike.
That's okay. I know I've got a special guest coming on in just a few seconds. But before I do that, let me just play this and maybe it'll be an idea for those listening who the special guest is. So let's have a little see what happens when I press this.
Hi, I'm Ralph King. I'd like to personally invite you the Psychic Rendezvous Weekend, held in Coventry at the Royal Court Country House Hotel. You'll see Colin Fry, Ralph Keaton, Ross Bartlett and Derek Okora. Why not come along to the free psychic fair on the Saturday and the Sunday? There'll be lots of exhibitors and a great atmosphere. So stay tuned to MikeSpirit.fm for a chance to win some free tickets to this fantastic event. I look forward to seeing you there.
Well, I'm looking forward to going, and I know that you are as well, Nick.
Absolutely,
so,
I can't wait.
Well, I've got something special on right now. Hi, Ross Bartlett, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well, and I must say thank you very much for taking the time, Ross, and coming on to the show today.
That's a pleasure.
Hi, Ross.
Ross, this is Nick. Nick is going to be, well, Nick is obviously my guest tonight, but he's going to be a new host here on Mike Spirit FM, and we're looking forward to his show. So, absolutely wonderful. So, Ross, do you want to tell us a little bit more about the Psychic Rendezvous?
Yeah, sure. Well, there's going to be a number of things going on. I'm really looking forward to it myself, actually. There's obviously, as you heard Ralph say there, there's going to be various demonstrations going on. One by myself, one by Colin Fry, one by Derek, and besides that, there's a big psychic fair going on and lots of other cool things that people can get stuck into.
Well, as I said, you know, I know that I'm looking forward to coming up because, you know, I know that we've chatted to Ralph I'm looking forward to actually to Ralph coming on next week, because Ralph is going to come on just like you have tonight to help to promote the night. I'm really looking forward to coming up and meeting up with everyone in person. You know, I've met Colin and Derek, and well, I think we crossed bridges once a little while ago there, Ross, but we never actually had the chance to actually meet up. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
And so how long is the because obviously I'm giving these tickets away. Is it just your 2-hour demonstration that you'll be doing, Ross? I know that you're going to be on stage with Ralph Keaton, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Ralph is going to do some sort of a talk beforehand about various things. And perhaps I think he's going to get some audience members involved doing some stuff. And then that will follow by me doing my bit and the demonstration.
Okay, wonderful. And well, I know that I've given, I think it's about 10 of those tickets away so far. I know that next week we'll be giving the golden, lost for words then, golden tickets away next week. And I'm hopefully going to be able to do that with Ralph. So are you staying at the hotel there, Ross, through the weekend?
I'm just going to be there for the day of my demonstration and the day after. So, yeah, I arrive on the second day.
Okay. Well, that's exactly the same as us. We're going to arrive on the second day. And I know that, well, as I said, you know, Ralph have already said that we'll all meet up together and have a good get-together then, as in such. And, you know, me and myself personally, I'm really looking forward to it. And, I'm sure that the rest of the people who's won the tickets and the rest of the people from the Mike Spirit FM station are looking forward to it too.
I know I am, that's for sure.
Well, definitely. Yeah. It's going to be a wonderful weekend, Ross, because there isn't just demonstrations going on, is it? There's lots of things happening, isn't it?
Yeah, there's lots of different activities and a very big psychic fair, I believe, going on, you know, so there's lots of obviously various stalls and things that people can get involved in there and get different types of readings and buy different types of things that you probably couldn't get in your local supermarket, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know, Ross, that you know, I've been on your website many times, and that's the Teen Psychic, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah, www.teenpsychic.co.uk.
And I urge everyone to go over to the teenpsychic.co.uk because I know it's a wonderful site. And if you look closely, you might see the photographs on there are very similar to the ones on my website, even though we're different people, Ross, totally different. But I believe that we had them done in maybe the same place.
Quite possibly, yeah. I did get them done in Wales, so yeah.
That's right, and that was with a mutual, we'll say a mutual friend, because, you know, that goes back a little while. We won't tell anybody any stories there, but I do believe that, you know, I went there just a few weeks after yourself, and, you know, for 2 hours, thinking, oh my God, I am so bored. But, you know, the end result came out quite nice. So, yeah, head over to Ross Bartlett's website, which is www.theteenpsych.co.uk, and, you know, have a good look around. And have you got information up there, Ross, about the psychic rendezvous there?
There is. It's in my diary section, and from there you can get a link to the actual rendezvous page as well.
Okay. I know that Nick wants to ask you a few questions, so if you want, is that okay with you, Ross, if Nick asks you a few things?
Sure, go for it.
Hi, Ross. It's really nice to talk to you, by the way, and I'm really looking forward to actually meeting up with you and the guys. But before, when we first started the show this evening, I mentioned how important it is for people to sit in development groups and so on. And obviously, with you being in the way that you are, and you're obviously, you know, you're with the guys and you're on stage, could you just express how it is and how important it is really to, even at the high standard that you're at, to be in a development group?
Yeah, definitely. I'm one of these mediums that feel, you know, no matter how good you believe you are or how good anybody else believes you are, you should always still be, you know, trying to develop both on a personal or a spiritual level. And if you're a professional medium, obviously a mediumistic level as well. So I do lots of things to carry on my development. And obviously, you know, I started out in the most basic of development circle and have gone through and grown. And just like anything, you know, I believe practice makes perfect as well. And the more you put in and the more you work with the spirit world, you know, the more, should we say, the stronger, and hopefully the more helpful results you'll get back.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. The only other question I've really got for you is that, like myself, you know, before any show, even being on a radio show, I get really nervous. But what if you do you get nervous? And if so, how do you get over the nerves?
Well, I used to be a lot more nervous than, you know, I am these days. That's for sure. I remember the first demonstration I did publicly, I was 15.
Wow. And,
yeah, just turned 15, and I remember sort of clutching on to this bit of the platform area and just holding on, you know, sort of as if my life was at stake. but now, you know, I walk around and I do my bit, you know, quite calmly. Something that helped me, you know, two things helped me get over the nerves. You know, I meditate beforehand to prepare to do the readings and demonstrations, and I find that that takes my mind to a good place where, you know, the nerves aren't so strong. And also, you know, I thought about it a while ago now, and, you know, for me, I do what I do to, you know, serve the people and try and help people through that ability. And I think, you know, if I'm just there worrying about myself, I'm losing touch with what I'm actually there for, which is to help the people out, you know. And, you know, if I was to be nervous, really, I'd be worrying about me and not my job, which is actually there. So, you
yeah.
know, that helped me a bit to kind of, you know, keep my mind straight, you know, that, you know, I don't want to be thinking about me and, you know, worrying if I'll, you know, get on okay, or, you know, if I don't get on okay, what I might, you know, look like or what people may do. I just like to think, well, you know, I can only do my best. So I'm here to serve the spirit world and the people, and, you know, that's what I'm here for, so keep my mind on that.
Of course, you know, we're all ambassadors for the spirit world, aren't we? So we all have to be professional in what we do and how we present ourselves. So, you know, again, wise words from a wise person there. I think everybody should be listening to this. But obviously, and I hope you agree, Ross, that we have the best job in the world, really.
Yeah, you know, I certainly wouldn't want to be doing anything else. You know, it's not many opportunities, you know, in jobs out there where you can actually change people's lives and give them something that, you know, other professions can't even come close to, you know. So for me, yeah, it is the best job in the world.
Cool. Wow. Well, thanks for answering my questions. And I'm really looking forward to meeting you guys.
Definitely.
Thank you.
So as I said, you know, on your website, I know that there's lots of things that you've done, particularly with the media. I know you've done lots of interviews and magazines and TVs and everything else. Now, this is a little bit of a personal question, Ross, because something that I picked up on there, and actually, you know, I do kind of sympathize with you a little, because I know you said you took your first service when you was 15.
Yeah.
I was only just 2 years older than you when I done my first service. You know, I was 17, and, you know, I remember that day so well, you know, being so scared, and as you see, clutching on to the lectern of the platform. It's frightening, and, you know, I can really honestly say, you know, I can sympathize with you with that. But from there, you know, you exactly like you say, you know, you learn a technique to overcome your that being scared, your fears, and you know, meditation is a great way, as you've already quite rightly said. But another way I've found a good way as well is to just when you're doing your demonstration and manifesting an audience of like 20, 30, or even 500 or 600, you know, it's simply just to focus on what you're doing and allow the spirit world to use us as clear channels, because that way it comes across as a clear channel then, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. You know, that's what I was talking about, you know, holding that focus and keeping your mind in that best place so you can be as clear channel possible.
Most definitely. Well, Ross, I'm really looking forward to coming up to Coventry. I know Nick is going to be travelling up with us for a few hours, and, you know, we'll probably continue on this chat there, but I want to say thank you for coming on, Ross, and taking out the time, and, well, looking forward to actually meeting you in person.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. Thank you for having me on.
No problem, Ross. You know, you come back at any time you want, and it's a pleasure to have you on. I say thank you very much for coming on.
Cheers.
Cheers, Ross.
Okay. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Ross Bartlett. And I once again play you this ad where you'll be able to go up and see Ross Bartlett. And here we go.
Hi, I'm Ralph Key. I'd like to personally invite you to the Psychic Rendezvous Weekend, held in Coventry at the Royal Court Country House Hotel. You'll see Colin Fry, Ralph Keaton, Ross Bartlett and Derek O'Connor. Why not come along to the free psychic fair on the Saturday and the Sunday? There'll be lots of exhibitors and a great atmosphere. So stay tuned to MikeSpirit.fm for a chance to win some free tickets to this fantastic event. I look forward to seeing you there.
Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have Tonya online. Tonya, are you there with us?
Yes, hello.
Hi, and welcome. May I ask you, Tonya, where are you calling from?
Tacoma, Washington.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I just wanted to see if there was anybody actually on the other side that wanted to talk to me, message or anything. I was trying to decide who, but then I thought, well, I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Okay, I'll do my very best here and make a link to the spirit world. I'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Okay, now I know that the first things I'm aware of here is a lady in the spirit world, and I'm a little bit hesitant a minute because I know as she comes close, she seems to be very, very slight of her build. And the reason why I was hesitant, because she tells me that she lost lots of this weight before she passed, and this is the way that she looked towards the end of her life there. As I said, she lost lots of weight. I know you could see it in her face. Her face seemed to slim right down before the end of her life there. I know I'm looking at her hands, and you know, without me sounding offensive, all I can see is like bones, because I know that she lost all the weight that she had when she passed into the spirit world. I know as she comes close that she links to your family, and I want to tie her towards your mum's side of your family, if I'm honest here with you. And I know I want to say to you that of where she is, that she, I believe that she's close to like a mum or a, no, it's grandmother. Okay, you understand this is your grandmother?
You know, I don't know if my grandmother on my father's side lost her weight, but she was a very big woman. My grandmother on my mother's side is still alive.
Okay, so I maybe, okay, so I've got the wrong side. That doesn't matter, okay, but I know that I believe that she is grandmother, and she lost lots and lots of weight before she passed. Now, I know that as she comes around your vibration at the moment, she says to me that, you know, you feel as if you're banging your head against a brick wall at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, I really don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. And she tells me here that of where you feel as if you're banging your head against a brick wall, that you feel it's like that you're getting nowhere very, very fast. Is that right?
Yes.
And if I say to you that it seems to be as if it's one thing on top of another, you know, the minute you seem to get over something, that there's another two issues comes up in your life then, isn't it?
Yes, but I think it's self-imposed.
Okay, let's not go down that road. But I know that she makes me aware that, you know, it seems to be one thing after another, and it seems to be very difficult for you at the minute. And I know that she tells me here that never mind anything else. Let's talk about your awareness, your spirituality, okay? And I know as we were just talking to Ross Bartlett there just now about how he came over his fears and how I come over mine. And, you know, that's exactly what I want to put in front of you, that your awareness, it's you kind of, when you sit and relax with the spirit world, you kind of get into that mode and you're starting to pick up on things. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if I say to you that, you know, it's something that you would like to do more of, do you understand of that?
Yes.
And if I say to you that you're kind of now thinking to yourself, I want to push myself forward, I want to do more, but where do I go for this help? Where do I go for this advice? Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because she says to me that she's there to guide you from the spirit world, okay? She's there to guide you, and she says on all levels, not just in this life, not just in this physical life, but in the spirit world as well. She wants to guide you towards the spiritualist movement then, if you want, okay? So I don't know if there's a place where you live, where you can go to have the guidance or something, I don't know. But she says to me that she is from the spirit world and she wants to take you and lead you on this pathway because it's a wonderful pathway to walk. Now, she says to me that, would I be right in saying that you've been, you've either recently been caring for someone or you are caring for someone at the moment?
Well, I guess so. I mean, I help people. And I live with my mother, who's not ill, but I am helping a friend who is sick. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I know I want to say that to you about helping and being with someone, and she says to me that you feel more of a calling towards that line of, I'll say work, but you feel more of a calling towards that way of helping people. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Okay, and I know that she says here to me that she's trying to help you to find the right words, because would I be right in saying that you're trying to find the right words to say to certain people at the right time? Because she says to me that it's like not only you're helping them physically, but you're helping them emotionally as well. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that as she says that to me, that you know, no matter what, that they're always going to be around your vibration, okay? Never fear that you're alone. And she says to me that you have been fearing of being alone at the moment. And she says to me, never fear of being alone, because she's always in your vibration. She's always in your life, and they're not going to leave you, okay? You understand of this?
Yes, thank you.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, she says to me that you're looking for... if I said to you that there's one person in particular that you would want to come through right now, would that make sense there, Chair?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And if I said to you that this one would have been so close to you, it's like, you know, you still... I believe it's been some time since this one has passed, but you still haven't learned to adjust there. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I think I've done a lot better, but he comes back to me. You know what I mean?
Okay. And would have this been someone that would have spent a lot of time in your life, is that right?
Well, we were very close. We were in a relationship. And then it went south and he passed.
Okay. Because I know that I wanted to say that this one spent a lot of time in your life, okay?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying then, please, that, you know, he was quite a gentleman when he was here with us, wasn't he?
Yes, he had a very good soul, good heart. He was very caring. He just was very troubled. We both were.
Because he says to me that he was a gentleman in this life, okay?
Yes,
and I want to use the words like a gentle giant, if I can be honest with you, because that's what I feel I need to say to you, like a gentle giant. And I know as he comes through at the minute, I believe I want to say to you that, you know, that he wants to, in some way, I want to say the word apologize, but he says to me, no, it's not apologize. I want to show you that what happened shouldn't have happened, okay? So whatever went wrong, whatever went sour in your words, I know that he would have regretted that at that time. So you'd understand of there's lots of regrets there as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he tells me that something should have happened between you. So I don't know whether that there was plans in either getting engaged or married, or there was plans of moving in, or but there was plans of doing something, wasn't there?
We were going to get married.
Okay, perfect. Because he says to me about there was plans of, and I know it's something important, okay? And he says to me that, you know, at the last moment, I believe that, you know, of where he was troubled in his life, that wasn't his doing. That was about his past, wasn't it? His past wouldn't allow him to move on with his future. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he, in some way, feels that, you know, even though that he may have apologized profusely at that time, but he says to me that, you know, he had to do what he had to do. Now, I don't know whether he already had a family or he had children elsewhere, but I believe that's where what I want to say to you, that he had to do what he had to do for the other important people in his life. Do you understand of it?
I mean, I think he did only what he could do, because that's all he knew to do at the time.
Okay, perfect. Okay, because I know that's what he's come to say to me, all right? And he wants to, in some way... as I say, apologize to you for this, okay? He says to me,
okay,
keep your faith strong, okay? Keep your faith strong. You will get there, all right? And things will come right in your life, but you have to have that faith in yourself and faith in everyone else as well, okay? You understand?
Yes, thank you.
Good.
Appreciate
okay.
it.
Well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem. Bye now. Okay, Nick, and let's go back to the phone lines.
Yeah, sure.
I'm a little bit lost where I am a minute.
I think we've got Lisa on the line.
I think it is. Hi, Lisa. Are you there with us?
Oh, I am. Hi.
Hi. May I ask you, Lisa, where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona.
Arizona.
Wow.
Okay. Lisa, it's all over with you, Nick.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
And how can I help you this evening or this afternoon?
I wonder what you saw for work this week.
Sorry, can you repeat that again?
For work this coming week?
For work. You want to know about your work this coming week? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So would you understand that actually things have been quite quiet recently with to do with work?
Yeah.
Okay. Because what I was given straight away was that things were quite quiet, but oh boy, how things are going to explode. I feel very busy. Okay. There's something going on around you at the moment where I feel like you're having to rush around, I'm looking now probably the coming week where you'll be rushing around trying to do rather a lot. Do you understand this?
I'm sorry. I'll be rushing around trying to do... I didn't catch the last word.
Rather a lot, quite a lot. You'll be doing something that where you'll be rushing around quite a lot.
Oh, I see. Okay. So I have that to look forward to.
Okay. Get your running shoes on. Just before I carry on, do you have your volume on your radio or your laptop or PC quite high? So keep
no,
you...
actually,
okay.
I turned it off.
Okay. Right, okay, let me carry on then. Okay, right, thank you. Because this information is actually being given to me by a lady in spirit. Okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Really, I want to say flowery lady. She's just... Her persona is so... it's just so great. It's a pleasure to be around. She's very bubbly, very excitable. Okay? She's and also very polite. She said, oh, thank you very much. Okay, okay, thank you, sweetheart. I feel this is to do with a mum link here. Okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Okay. And also, okay, thank you. She's just showing me her face. Okay, right, thank you. Wow, she's coming quite close. And I'm feeling, actually, she would have worn glasses. Do you understand this link that I've got? Would have been a mum link.
Yeah, it would have been a grandmother.
Okay. Okay, so we're looking at the grandmother or the mum's side of the family then, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. And she's, okay, right, okay. She's been telling me, she's telling me that you've been asking or... wishing that you were just busy, okay? Wish I was just busy. Just, you know, like talking to myself. Wish I was busier doing what I need to do. This is... Okay, thank you. This is to do with a lot of things, okay? I feel this is to do with the home life. This is to do with... Okay, thank you. And also, more importantly, the work life as well. I just wish I was busy. But you're waiting for somebody to turn up. Would that be correct?
Yes, I am. You're right.
Okay. What I need to tell you, okay, this thing is on its way to you, but it's been delayed somewhat, okay? It's not quite ready for you. Because what happens is that, obviously, if we put the thought out to the universe, things come into play, but sometimes they get a bit stuck, okay? Okay, right, thank you. Okay. And I'm also being told this is a new venture as well. She's telling me this is something to do with a new venture. Okay, good, thank you. Right. Okay. Now, what she's saying to me, she's talking quite quick, and I'm having to ask her to slow down because that's how she was. She was like, you know, she was very, very flamboyant. She's just all over. She's very excitable. But I have to say, her energy is so lovely. Okay, right, thank you. Okay, she's asking me to talk about an apple tree. I don't know why, but she's talking about an apple tree. Okay. Okay. Would you understand the apple tree link?
I'm afraid not. I'd have to think about it. It doesn't immediately come to mind.
Okay. Okay. She's talking about her favorite apple tree. Okay. Right, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. And what she's showing me as well, okay, she's showing me really rather red lips and red cheeks. Okay? Okay, thank you. I almost feel like maybe this is probably a lady that would have put on too much lipstick, that they were that bright. But it wasn't lipstick. They were just apple red. Thank you very much. Apple red lips. Okay, right, okay, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. And she's also showing me a stick. So this lady would have walked with a stick at some stage in her life. Okay, thank you. Okay, she's telling me about a hip. Okay, so, okay, okay. She's talking about a hip problem. Okay? Okay. Okay. But, okay, let's go back to the work. I need to know about the work, sweetheart. She's telling me, do you not need to know a bit more about myself? Well, actually, yeah, I do. Okay, sweetheart. Okay, so let me ask her about her work. Okay, your work. Let me see. Okay, thank you. Okay, because let me go on about this new venture, because you're waiting for something to happen, and it's almost like you're waiting for something to come through the door. Okay? Okay. And because what she's showing me is a new doorway opening. So, okay. 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 Okay, she's talking about May. Okay? There's something important going to happen in May. Okay? And also she's talking about an anniversary in May. You had to understand this?
Well, an anniversary.
She's giving me lots of information, and I do need to give it to you, because I can't withhold information. It's not how I work. Okay, thank you. Thank you. But do you understand the connection with the hip as well?
You know, yeah, that could be a different grandmother too.
Wow, we're getting loads through. Okay. 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 Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, I'm also getting a name for you. Now, I don't normally work with names. Anybody that knows me here, I don't normally work with names, but she's saying to me, do you know I'm connected to a George? Okay, thank you.
Well, you know, it could be possible. I don't know a lot of my relative names that
okay.
Fire.
Okay, sweetheart. But she wants to know, actually, there's going to be exciting times coming up for you, okay? It's almost going to be like a breath of fresh air for you. This is coming up for you, okay? Your question was about your work. This is for the next coming week. But I'm telling you, it's going to be busy, but it's going to be like a breath of fresh air for you, okay? Okay, thank you. And this thing that you're waiting for coming through, it is going to come through. Just be a bit more patient and stop kicking. She's telling me you keep kicking yourself. You know, oh, I just wish it would just hurry up, and, you know, oh, it's sort of, you need to be a bit more patient with this. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to end there, okay? Thank you for phoning in. Obviously, you can go to www.mikespiritfm, okay? Go to the archives for a copy of your reading, okay? But take the love and light from them to yourself, okay? Because they do adore you, or she does adore you, definitely. Definitely adores you. Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to end there, okay? But thank you for phoning in. You're welcome, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you, Lisa, and again, thank you, Nick. And let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe they have Wanda on. Wanda, are you there with us? Hi, is this Wanda? Okay, let's go to Anthony. Anthony, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Anthony. May I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for you?
Really wanted to know about relationships and work for the other side.
Okay. I'll do my very best here with you to link to the spirit world. Can I ask you there, first of all, Anthony, just to turn your radio down just a little bit, because I can get this feedback again?
Say that again?
I said, can I ask you to turn your radio down a little bit?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, Anthony. I know that I'm aware of a gentleman, first of all, that builds his vibration up around me. I know that this gentleman would... I want to see you maybe around the 5'9", 5'10", in his height of when he was here with us. I know that he would be a gentleman that would have been very hard working throughout his life. He makes me aware that when he passed on to the spirit world, he would have retired first, then he would have passed. So I know that he talks to me about he would have been maybe towards his latter part of his 60s when he passed on to the spirit world. So do you understand of a gentleman like this there for me, please?
Yeah, maybe my grandfather.
Okay. And would I be right in saying if this is your grandfather when he was yours, he would have always liked to be his best, always liked to look his best when he was yours? Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying here to you that as I'm aware of his vibration here, he just comes into your life there, and I know that you asked me about a little bit about your relationship, you said, wasn't it?
Yeah. About one coming in. I'm not in one now.
Okay. And will I be right in saying there that that there is someone on the horizon, isn't it?
I feel that there is.
Okay. Now, will I be right in saying to you that there's been like three months, is it? You've been on your own for the last 3 months, is that right?
Right.
Because he makes me aware that there's someone on the horizon. Now, let me talk to you of work, okay? And
okay.
If I see to you that you haven't long either changed a job or gone into a new job or something, would you understand of that?
I'm self-employed, so I haven't made any job changes.
Okay. So if it's that you're self-employed, where is it that you've gone to somewhere new to do with your work?
I've just been doing a little bit more networking with other companies to do business with.
Okay, because I want to say to you, it's where you've been doing something new, you've been going somewhere new, so I believe that that's where this new, relationship will come around your life. I'm not saying it's going to be the right one there, Anthony, okay, but it's going to be one that's going to fulfill your life for now, then, I want to say to you, okay? Now,
okay.
I know as well, I want to say to you where this gentleman is and how he links with you at the minute. Is because he tells me that, I don't know how much that you understand of the spirit world. I don't even know if you know about the spirit world or if you know anything about them, but I want to say that you're quite curious about life after death at the moment. Is that right?
You said clueless?
No, I said I don't know how much of awareness that you have. I don't know how, but you are quite keen to know more about it.
Yeah, and I do... No, a bit. Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Okay. Because I know I want to say to you that, you know, it's like as if he wants me to say to you about you're holding yourself back for some reason at the moment, aren't you?
Well, I have been feeling a little stagnant, but it feels like it's opening up.
Okay. Okay, so you understand that you've been holding yourself back, so it's been a little bit stagnant. And if I said to you that you're starting now to meditate more, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And you're starting to... See, the word I want to use is you're starting to now realize that there is more to this than just a communication.
Right.
Okay. And if I said to you that you're finding yourself being inspired... to speak on subjects that you don't really know too much about. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because see, I know that my guest, Nick, does trans work. I'm not saying that that's what you're going to be doing, but if you're inspired to speak, then it's the clear audience or the clear sentence or the clear voice which comes in. And I feel this is what I want to say to you, that the spirit world is stepping closer to you just to let you know that they are close and they are ready and willing to work with you, okay? Just, you need to put your best foot forward and just go for it. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Good, okay. Now, is it... You have children then, yeah?
No.
Okay. Where is the the young girl around you then? Who's the one that's got the young girl?
Well, I'm not sure.
That's something I don't know, but there's a young girl around you.
In spirit, or you mean physical?
No, physical.
I'm not sure who that could be.
Okay. It would either be like a, if it's no one that you know, you know, that's not in your life, like a daughter, then it would be like a niece or a, like someone that's quite close to you, like a friend, or, but there's a young girl maybe around the age of like 12 or 13.
Hmm.
You're not sure?
Still not
you?
Sure. No.
Okay. Well, remember I've said it to you, because it may come in with, as we said in the beginning, about this new thing that's happening in your life, because I know that there's a newness, and I want to say that to you that whatever this is, I know that there's going to be a young girl, okay? I believe I want to say that to you that, you know, that it's like an inspiration, okay? Either you need to be like an inspiration to her, or she's going to be an inspiration to you, okay? And I feel that's what I want to put in front of you. It's like being inspired to work and to do more with the spirit world and find your own inner abilities, okay? Does that help you a little bit, Anthony?
It does.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave that there with you, and I'm going to say thank you very much for tuning in, and thank you very much for calling in. And remember, come on over to Mike's Spirit FM and retrieve a copy of that reading, Mark. I was going to say thank you very much for calling. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and I do believe that we have Kathy online. Kathy, are you there with us? Hi, Kathy.
Hello?
Hi. May I ask you, Kathy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay. And let me hand you over to Nick. Nick, you okay there?
I am indeed, Mike. Hi. Yeah, thank you. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Nick. Good.
Hi.
How
well,
are you?
I'm very
it's
well,
nice
thank
to
you.
Speak to you.
Nice to speak to you also. North Carolina, hey? How we do reach the all corners of the planet. Okay, so can
yes.
I ask how I can help you this evening or this afternoon, wherever you are?
Yes. Okay. I was wondering if possibly you could connect to my dad. He's not my biological father. He's my mother's husband, but I consider him dad. He passed going on 3 years, and my mom is having a extremely difficult time moving on. And I just sort of want to get to, maybe he could give me some insight on where she's at or how I can help her.
Okay. Because
maybe
someone else
can come through.
Okay, well, as you're talking, okay, I'm being drawn to a gentleman in spirit, okay, and he's coming close to me, and he's showing me that he's got a beard and moustache, okay, and he would have worn a checkered shirt quite a lot. Would you understand this gentleman?
I understand the beard. I don't understand checkered shirt, but that's okay.
Okay, we'll carry on with this link, okay, because he's showing me, obviously, himself with his beard and moustache. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, thank you. It's almost like he would have been a jeans and shirt man. This is what he's telling me. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Rough and ready, he's telling me. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, wow, okay. He's telling me, actually, he was one with, I want to say one with nature. So he would have liked the open, the outside, you know, being out
That's
in the open.
That's
okay.
That's that.
Okay, thank you. All right, okay. And he's also telling me he would have been very good with his hands. Okay. Okay. Thank you. He's talking in terms of planting things. Would this be
That's
correct?
That.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. So, can you, I'll just ask you to remind me of the question about the lady that you're after. Please.
Yes. My mom is having a very difficult time moving on, and it's going on almost 3 years, and I'm not really sure how to help her anymore. It's almost like she's given up.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay. Right. Thank you for that. Okay. Well, do you know, as you're saying this, I'm feeling angels. Okay. There is a connection here with angels. Now, angels come in many different forms. Okay. It could be loved ones. It could be obviously angelic beings. Right. Thank you. Okay. Now he's talking to me about a very bright light. Okay. Thank you. Right, so, okay, he's going to show a very bright light. It's almost like what he's saying is that he's going to give a final answer to the big question of, you know, where are we when we pass over? And he's going to show a very bright light, if he hasn't already. Okay, thank you. Oh, he has. Right, thank you. He's telling me he has. He's actually shown a very bright light, almost like a very sharp spark going off in the room. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Now, you're going to need to ask your mum about this, okay, because he's telling me, actually, what he's doing. He sits at the end of the bed, okay, and she does actually feel this presence. Okay, right, thank you. Okay. And he's also telling me that he holds her hand while she's sleeping. Oh, wow. The emotion that he's coming through with is just an enormous amount of love. Okay, okay, thank you,
sweetheart.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, he wants to say as well, because he obviously didn't have a chance to say it. Okay. Can you confirm, did he pass with an illness or something? Because he's telling me it was difficult for him to talk at the end.
It was very difficult because he had lost his last kidney to cancer, and then in the middle of the night, we believe he had a stroke. So for 7 days, he just laid there pretty much unconscious. Yes, he couldn't speak.
Okay, thank you
so much.
He didn't
even open his eyes.
Okay, because he's telling me, you know, the only thing he really regrets, okay, is the fact that because he couldn't talk, he couldn't say thank you. Okay, he just couldn't say the words thank you. Wow. And as he comes forward, he's given me this emotion, and I would tell you no lie, I feel like I want to cry right now. Okay, because he is just so lovable. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's him.
He's just saying, okay, right, thank you. Okay, now he's talking about holding hands again, because I feel there was of someone holding his hand, not necessarily when he passed, but okay, thank you. Stroking his hand, he's telling me. She used to stroke his hand. Okay, right, thank you, sweetie.
He did.
Okay, right. Okay, right, he's saying that he doesn't want her to forget. Okay, and I know that truly she won't forget him. Okay, as he won't forget her. Okay, I think you say it again. How can we help her, sweetie? We need to help her move on. Okay, from your passing. Okay. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, sweetheart. He's talking about that he wants to. Oh, okay. Do you know Mike said to the last caller about a trance medium? Okay, about the fact that when trance mediums can actually allow spirit to enter their bodies to use their essence and show themselves. Okay, thank you. Okay, because what he's not telling you to go to a trance medium. What he's saying is that he wants you to go to a church or somewhere where he can connect directly, and he wants to give something. Okay, thank you. Because sometimes what mediums can do is they can... they can feel the energy of that spirit, and they can give that person a hug, okay? And sometimes it's just that connection that person needs, that one last hug, okay? Okay, but I will say to you this, sweetheart, okay? It's going to be very difficult for your dear mum to let go, okay? Okay, okay, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Because it was, okay, because he's telling me it was so quick. He didn't have that chance to say, I thank you, and obviously, dear, I love yous, okay? Okay, right, thank you.
No, he didn't.
Okay, and I know he's not one for swearing or bad language, but he wants to tell me, okay, he wants to say to you, okay, can you ask her just to put the I don't want to say it, but put the book down. He's giving me the impression that she's walking around with a book, okay, there's some sort of book, a reference to, I feel like it's a Bible, but he's walking around with a book, okay, or she's walking around with a book, just holding on to it for dear life. Okay, thank you. And there's a photograph of him inside. Oh, bless. Okay? There's a photograph of him inside this book. Okay. Okay. Okay, right, thank you. Okay. Okay, you're not giving me any answer to the question. That's the problem, sir. Okay. Okay. Okay, so let me just quickly just say this to you, okay? He's going to try and make her aware, okay, more physically that he's there always. Okay, and I feel it's actually going to be, as again, a very bright light, like a very sharp spotlight in the room. Okay.
That she's going to see.
Yes, she will see this.
Because she keeps going on to me about how she doesn't understand why he doesn't come to her, or why he doesn't come to her in her dreams, and it's driving her crazy.
There are many ways that spirit come forward to us, okay? And dreams is one of them, okay? But unfortunately, sometimes they come to us when we are at our most less physical way, and that's when we sleep, okay? So, and sometimes they can come through and they can sit on the bed, and we can feel the indentation of the bed, the stroke of the hand, okay? But the more we question it, the more we push them away, okay? Because it's like a negative energy that they're trying to break through. So she needs to be more positive. You know, she needs to say, because okay, thank you. He's telling me, do you know what? She's actually felt him before, okay? She's actually felt like he's standing behind her, and she's made, okay, he's giving me a shiver down my back. So, thank you. So she just needs to actually accept and recognize this by just saying, thank you, I can feel that. I know you're here and around me. Because what that will do then will build up the energy between the two, okay?
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, sweetheart.
Because she puts that wall up because she thinks it's not supposed to happen
absolutely.
That way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we all do it. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's going to take time, sweetheart, but she will get over this, okay? She will get over it, but it will take time. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave that there for you, okay? Obviously, you can go into the Mike Spirit FM archives, get a copy of the reading, okay? I thank you for calling, and just take your father's love with you, okay? Because he is such a loving man.
He is an extremely loving man. Thank you so much, Nick, for your time, and Mike also for yours.
No problem.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening.
As Nick said, you know, come on over to Mike Spirit FM and retrieve a copy of that reading. And we say thank you very much for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Nick,
bye-bye.
We've come to the end of the show there. It's flown by, hasn't it, again?
It has. And in fact, I've been asked to do a request, if that's all right, if you don't mind.
Yes, you most certainly
okay.
can.
Obviously, I've got a few thank yous or a few hellos to say. But what the request is, if I could just say the word giraffes, okay? Don't ask, okay? But the word giraffes. There, I've said it twice. But I'd like to say hello and thank you for listening to my sisters, Anita and Kim, and all my friends, Karen, Joanne, and Steve from the paranormal investigation team that I'm working with. So, but also to you, Mike, for inviting me onto this show.
Ah, the pleasure's all mine, Nick. And, you know, I'm going to have more pleasure as well by listening to you on your show on the 28th of February at 9:30 UK time, 9:30 p.m. UK time. I'll add in there, and 4:30 Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, if you want to hear more about Nick, head over to Facebook. It's Nick Humphreys. And Nick also has a page on Facebook. It's called International Medium Nick Humphreys. Or simply log on to his website, which is www.nick-humphreys.com. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.